At the end of this week's parsha, after the Maisa with Korach, the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to strengthen the idea of the Kohuna Gadola. He wants to prove that Aaron HaKohen is the one who's ro'i to be the Kohen Gadol. So he commands all the Shvatim to give matos, to give sticks. They should put them all together, and they'll see which one blossoms. And that will show, since Aaron's mate is going to blossom, that will show that Aaron HaKohen is the one who's really ro'i for the Kohuna Gadol. And that's exactly what happened. The Pasuk says that after they put the sticks together, then they went in the next day to see what occurred. V'hine porach mate Aaron leves Levi v'yotzitz perach v'yotzitz tzitz v'yigmol shkedim. They saw that the mate Aaron blossomed, it produced a perach, it produced a flower, v'yotzitz tzitz, and a bud sprouted, v'yigmol shkedim, and then almonds appeared on the mate. The impression you get from the Pasuk is that the prochim and the tzitz and the shkedim were there together on the mate. It wasn't just the shkedim, but the perach was there too, because if not, then how would they see the perach? The normal way that that fruit grows is that first there's the flower, then there's the tzitz, there's the bud, and then they fall off, and from the bud emerges the fruit, and then the only thing that's on the stick, the only thing that's on the branch is the fruit. So how would Bnei Yisrael see the perach if it didn't stay on the stick? It sounds from the pasuk that the perach was there, the tzitz was there together with the shkedim. And that's what the Gemara says in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, talks about different items that were hidden. The Oron, the Tzinsanes Hamon, were Nignaz. And the Gemara says as well, Nignaz Maklo Shal Aaron Shkedeho Ufrocheho, that the Makel of Aaron, the staff of Aaron, his stick was Nignaz, this stick that blossomed, that had the Shkedim on it, that we should always remember that the Kohuna Gadola was a Gzeira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined who would be the Kohen Gadol, who would have Kohuna, that it's from Shevet Levi, that's a Tzivei Hashem, it's not something that, you know, that man decided. So the Makel of Aaron was Nignaz Shkedeho Ufrocha, together with the almonds, together with the fruit, so to speak, and the prochem as well, and the flower. The Tosis Yeshanim on the Gemara and Yuma asks that normally when the shkedim appear, the prochem fall off. So why mention the perach? Why mention the perach? And how can the Gemara say? The Gemara seems to assume that the perach was still there. The makel of Aaron was nignaz shkedeha ufrocha with the shkedim, with the prochem as well. How can that be? So Zok the Tosis Yeshanim, you see that apparently the mata Aaron functioned differently than a normal mata. You see that it functioned differently. That apparently the prochem remained. They remained with the shkedim on the mat. Apparently that was a nice. That was a nice. That even though normally the prochem would fall off when the shkedim appeared, but here the prochem actually stayed on the mat. The question is, why was that nice necessary? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do that? The whole mat Aaron itself was a nice. The fact that the mat Aaron, it wasn't attached to the ground, it wasn't planted, and yet it produced shkedim, it produced almonds, it produced some kind of a fruit. So, if the whole mate was a nace, so why was it necessary to make the nace even greater? That the prochem remained with the shkedim? Why was that necessary? The very fact that the mate had the shkedim on it, that's enough. That should have been enough to show that this was a mate shonis. The Sefer Mishcha Shemin explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach Klal Yisrael a fundamental yesod in life with this mate. And that is that we can't jump madregos in Kedusha. We can't jump levels in Kedusha. To reach a high level of Kedusha, a person has to work hard and he has to be ola, step after step, mila after mila, and only through a gradual process can he reach a high level of Kedusha. You know, sometimes we look at a gadol batara, we read a story about a gadol, and we think that, you know, they always were in their state of godless. The gadol always learned b'hasma de rabba. He always acted with midos tovos. He always davened b'kavona atzuma. He always was a gadol. He always had the attributes of a gadol. But very often it's not that way. Very often a gadol has to work on himself. Everyone has to work on themselves. Everyone has to work on themselves to reach the level that they're able to achieve. And it's only because the gadol was able to work on himself, to work on his midos, to work on his kavana, to work on every aspect of his personality. That's the way that he was able to become the gadol that he was. one step at a time, yegia after yegia. Only by putting in tremendous effort was he able to achieve the godless that he did achieve. That's why the Mate Aaron was nignized with Shkedeha Ufracheha, to show that it's not just the Shkedim, it's not just the fruit, the accomplishment that's important, but the Prachim, the effort, each and every step. You have to put in the steps. You can't jump levels. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work. Any process of growth, a process of Aliyah, has to have Prachim. It has to have the steps, the process, the effort along the way, in order to reach the Peros. And that really was the answer for Korach. Korach complained, you know, does Aaron deserve Kahuna Gadola? Kol Eid Kulam Kadoshim, Kulam Shama Mi Sinai. Why was Aaron chosen? Everyone heard Mi Sinai. It's true, he was Taka right. Everyone heard the Dvar Hashem Mi Sinai. Kol Eid Kulam Kadoshim. But Aaron HaKohen worked on himself. He was older, Madrega Achar, Madrega, every level, level after level, step by step. Aaron worked on himself more than everyone else. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded him with the Kuna Gadola because of the effort that he invested. You can't jump dargis, you can't jump levels, you have to work at it. Just like there's a seder to the growth of a pri, there's the perach, and there's the tzitz, and then the shkedim come. The shkedim don't come, but vasachas, they don't come in one time. So too, every person has to work on himself. He has to start in his youth and work on himself step by step. And when we work on ourselves step by step, we can really achieve great things. We can achieve, taka, a very high level of Kiddusha. We're coming to the end of a wonderful year together. We've had a Baruch Hashem, a very productive year together. And we've accomplished a lot, both in Masechta Chulin, and Basa B'Cholov, and Tarovis, and Shechita. And now in June's month, we've really learned in Yonei Tfilas Kelim and Hechsher Kelim Be'iyun Rav. Look at all the different concepts that we talk about now, like, you know, we're so familiar, they're so well known to us. Chaticha Nasis Tevela, Nosen Tam Levgam, Tam Ki Iker, and Bittul Berov, and Bittul Beshish. We throw around these concepts like they're so familiar. But they weren't so well known to us just 10 short months ago. We have beautiful fruit that we've harvested this year together. We have the Shkedim to be proud of. But the only way it happened is through the Prachim, through the effort, through the Yegia, day in and day out, in Seder, in Shir, step by step. That's how we were able to accomplish so much together. And certainly during the past 3 months, during this very challenging time, it's taken even more effort to achieve and to accomplish. But I think the prachim that symbolize the efforts of the past few months are even more beautiful than the prachim of the first half of the year. Lefum tzara agra. The greater the pain, the greater the difficulty, the greater the schar, the more sweet the fruit of one's accomplishments. My bracha and my tefillah is that we should continue to use our talents to grow in Torah v'avoda throughout the summer and beyond. We should be zoche b'siyata d'shmaya to truly accomplish in our learning, in our tefillah, in all of our avodas Hashem, so that we'll taka be able to achieve our full potential as B'nai Torah. I wish you all a good Shabbos, a safe and healthy summer.